Much will be required of the people entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. I love that passage as a Catholic and as a Christian, knowing that we who have been baptized, we've had our first confession, our first communion, confirmation, our marriage, for me, my ordination, and the anointing of the sick, that we have been with and are entrusted with much. And some of us have been entrusted with even more. Jesus speaks to us today about the many gifts that God has given us, and we should consider that every day and thank God every day for what He has given us, and hopefully be spurred on to thank God for His works for us, and then to act according to what He wants us to do with the Holy Spirit. And we hear this in this parable, in His conversation with His disciples, how He will be coming again. And we believe that Jesus will be coming once more on earth. You know, He's always on our planet now in the Eucharist. But He wants to be here again physically. In the old times, in the first century, especially St. Paul, we hear a lot in Thessalonians and other of his letters, his epistles, and he told the people to be prepared because Jesus could be any day coming back from heaven. Now, he didn't realize that wasn't going to come in his life, or the next generation, or the next. But we are in the same place that St. Paul was. And he was preparing his flock to be ready. And the same thing, again, for us. Are we one of the stewards to be prudent, whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time, or will be on the dishonest server that is sinning, that is drinking, eating, and beating people? In other places in the Gospels, Jesus himself had said, "Stay awake. Awake when I am ready to come." That could be at any second, could be any year, any decade, but we want to continue to remember that in our minds, to be prepared, to be awake, to support and prepare for Jesus' second coming.